ramp. A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
Bam-a-lam.
On Reddit, he's considered the Jesus.
Bam-a-lam.
He weighs the same as three people.
Bam-a-lam.
He just had cancer.
Bam-a-lam.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
Thank you. Thank you, Reedham.
Thank you. This is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing. Here's Monte.
So if you heard this segment yesterday, I'll do a quick follow-up on that. As I was late to the show yesterday morning, I got here right around when the ODEX started because I had the, and this definitely crossed my mind as I was going through all this, the most classic excuse for why you're late or why you missed something, car trouble, more specifically, a flat tire.
Sorry, I got a flat tire.
And that just screams,
you are fake news.
Are, you know, you've overslept or you have some other not quite as acceptable reason.
It did cross my mind. It didn't stay there because I don't think you would do that. But it did cross my mind of, we were up there pretty late last night.
That I just overslept?
Yeah. Just wanted to lay down for an extra 15 minutes.
I think, okay, if I had made the decision, I may not tell you. But if I overslept on accident, I would absolutely just tell you that. But I was dealing with a low tire reading on the way in. It was at 10. And I realized, oh my God, I have to get this filled before I get on the highway. I got it filled before I came up here. And I thought, at least get me in the building and hopefully it'll still be good when I leave. So we wrap up the show yesterday. I go downstairs. I am praying that my tire is still filled. I had counter prayers going on around me.
Ham in the elevator was praying that your tire was flat again.
So basically, as my prayers are floating up to heaven, I got Ham pulling them back down.
Swatting them into the crowd, into the fifth row.
Ham literally said, counter prayer.
He's looking down, doing the horns, like, come on, counteract this thing. And Ham won, because I got to my truck, and the tire was completely deflated.
They stopped listening to your prayers.
The way that he danced around and was celebrating was really uncalled for.
Yeah, it's the guy from the Six Flags commercial.
Yes.
Cackling the whole time.
Trying to find the roadside assistance number on my insurance card.
He's Joker dancing next to you.
Then, of course, when we're all trying to figure out how, okay, what do we need to do here to help you out? And Ham's like, I got breakfast with the wife.
Ham didn't have breakfast to get you.
I had plans.
Yeah.
I did try to offer you an Uncrustable, though, which means a lot.
Which, the only way that would have helped me is if it would have grown 200 times in size and I could put it on my axle.
Stale. Yeah.
But besides that, a chocolate peanut butter sandwich was not what I needed. And so,
Use the filling as a fix-a-flat.
It wasn't going to help. So I had to deal with that, which luckily, thank God, up here, for some reason, there's a full, like, shop air compressor that engineer Eric was able to give me enough air in my tire to get me to a tire shop around here.
Good dude.
Well, we have vehicles for each station. I think that's why they have it.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. But I just hate that Eric is always having to bail me out of bad situations.
Is this not the first time?
Well, he was also when I myself got stuck at the Plano Center on the little lift.
Yeah.
He came over and tried to help get me down from there. Now, he couldn't get me down from that. That had to be the Plano Fire Department.
But every time he sees you now, he
it's
assumes
always in a, yeah,
you're in some
situation.
Sort of distress state.
I'm going to have to
what's
start
broken now?
Just knocking on his door and just talking to him like, hey, normal day today.
Now you're going
to
give him PTSD.
But luckily, yeah, he was able to do that. So I immediately went to the tire shop, got to go sit there for a couple of hours as it was incredibly busy, apparently, on a Thursday morning.
It's flat tire season.
But just a nail. They took the nail out, patched the tire up, so we're all good to go.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Would it have been unethical for you at tire shop exploiting your condition.
What do you mean, the front of the line?
Trying to get to the front of the line.
Or put air in his chair tires.
They don't offer the Disneyland Fast Pass to Crippy Boys everywhere.
I'm saying even better, because you have to pay for a Fast Pass.
Crippy Boys.
Why don't you just kind of gesture down towards the chair to everybody who else is waiting and say, I kind of need to get out of here.
I'm in a rush. Look at me.
Kind of dealing with... You see this?
You think you're having a bad day, lady whose tire blew? Try being this every day.
Try being this. That's what I would put on my Gatorade bottle.
Try being
this every day.
Lady, I've got a permanently blown tire on my body that I have to fight through every day.
They don't make tire shops for that.
You can't just pull in somewhere and get a spare one of these. Why don't you let me go ahead of you and let me get back home?
Discount leg anywhere I can roll into?
Fake leg.
Gold Star member, premium member.
So yeah, luckily got that taken care of. All good.
All right.
The truck is.
Yeah, not the.
Still got my stuff.
Yeah. That's the counter motto on the bottle.
Yeah. When you turn the bottle over.
The counter motto.
He's always countering stuff that I'm doing.
On your signature Gatorade water bottle.
Even when I'm just trying to, you know, strengthen my bond with our Lord, I got him getting in the way.
Swatting it down.
Now, it is a little transactional. I mainly do it when I need something.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like
that's
my tire to not be deflated. But
so he's calling out your hypocrisy is what he's doing.
I don't need that. Not from him.
We're hypocritical people by nature.
Okay. So you guys probably watch the Ostrava Golden Spike track and field event in the Czech Republic.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are sports fans?
Yes.
So, I'm not breaking any news to you, but you probably saw in their 400 meter hurdles event, the winner was U.S. sprinter Chris Robinson.
Hey, Dill.
So, Chris Robinson won the hurdles during the race. And he did that despite the fact that while he was running the hurdles, his entire set of genitals was exposed on live television.
Sad.
So there is video of this, and you see all of it.
Balls.
He is jumping the hurdles.
I was going to say, you said hurdles, not three-legged race.
I don't even really understand how he was able to clear the hurdles with... Old,
just a tip.
Old Bally.
With the 2x4 he had dangling between his legs. But he was able to clear the hurdles. It's real beaten because he's jumping the hurdles while also trying to wrangle it back into his shorts. So he's really fighting two races at once.
But it sounds like he won in both categories.
It didn't do much to hurt him, I should say. Like, if
he didn't slap him in the face.
He had nothing to be ashamed of. Whereas, I feel like if any of us were running the hurdles, you'd have to really put it in 4K.
I was about to say, it wouldn't be a story because nobody would see anything.
Get your three fingers to zoom in on the video.
It's all pixelated.
Is this Japanese? Why can't I see anything?
This is a real cruel track meet, too, that you're imagining that has you in a wheelchair running hurdles.
Just barreling over
him. Who agreed to this?
Why is this a Paralympic event? They can't quit. Our hurdles are 1 inch off the ground.
Oh, and his little dog is hanging out, too. Even worse.
A little wheelchair ollie. Get over it.
Now, I said this at the time. When the French guy had his dong thing happen at the Olympics... When he was jumping over the vault.
The pole vaulter.
Pole vaulter. Yeah. More people are going to start putting their genitals in sports to get a name of themselves.
You made that
We
claim.
Understand yeah. what you just said. Not I, a lot
hot
of people did, though.
Sports opinions.
I guess it is coming to fruition. Yeah. We are talking about this guy.
I said, mark my words at the time, people's genitals are going to be all over the place in sports now.
Well, it's always just in these real... tertiary sports. Why is it always track and field?
Yeah, we're not ready for football.
It's because of the tight pants.
Like, at no point do I feel like Cooper Flagg's going to go for a transition dunk and all of a sudden his penis is going to slap the backboard.
God. He's going to plant his own flag.
I don't feel like that's going to happen. And if it does, we'll be here to cover it. Right here on the ring.
We'll be on that wall.